to Blind Luminations, the show that is half-sighted, half-blind, all podcast. Now get ready to open your ears to your two favorite Lumineers, Mark and Jan.
Hello, Luminati. Welcome back to the Blind Luminations podcast. I am one half of the Blind Dynamic Duo, the blind guy himself, Mark, along with my very sighted wife. I call her Double J, Just Jan. How's it going, Just Jan?
It's going awesome.
It's going awesome. You didn't know what to say at first there.
You and your names.
Well, what's wrong with the names? It's always nice to have a little nickname, I say. All through high school, I didn't have a nickname. Nobody could come up with one for me. Now I've got several.
That's true.
I've got several for myself and for you. I'm the self-appointed blind guy.
I know. You're very creative that way.
And you're the reluctantly appointed Just Jan.
It's accurate.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But anyway, welcome to everyone listening to this podcast. For those who are new, we talk about our experiences being a married couple, with one of us being blind and one of us, well, not being blind. And this week we will be covering vacationing indoors. Last week we covered camping blind, and this week we're going to go a little bit of a different route, still along the same lines anyway, but just a little bit of a different twist on it. So that's what we plan on doing today. But before we get to that, how are you doing? What's new and exciting with Just Jan?
Not much new and exciting.
No?
I'm doing good, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's good. What's new? What have you done in the past week since we've last left our listeners? I know I'm putting you on the spot. What did we do last weekend? Did we do much of anything?
No, I had training.
Yeah, you had your training for work. Yeah, so I was alone for most of the weekend.
I went out to get peaches at Nichols Orchards.
Mm-hmm. They're good peaches.
Oh, they are.
You made a peach wrinkle.
Yeah,
as I call it, a peach wrinkle in time.
You and your names.
It's just fun to call it a wrinkle in time.
It is.
Why not?
It's like a sweet bread on top of peaches. Uh-huh. And then you get the flavor of the peaches coming through the sweet bread, too.
And you eat them in time.
Yes.
It's a wrinkle in time.
It's not really a wrinkle. It's...
Well, the name of the thing is a wrinkle in time.
Well, yeah.
Or it's the name of the thing is a peach wrinkle, I should say. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it is a wrinkle.
Well, yeah, but not a wrinkle in time. The wrinkle in time is basically like they say it's like a wrinkle, which is like a almost a sense of a wormhole. That's what a wrinkle is supposed to be. That it's like instead of going through the entire dress kind of thing, if you wrinkled it would be a quicker way to go just through the wrinkle.
Oh, when you said wormhole, I was going to say if there was like a hole in the middle of this dessert, you could call it a wrinkle in time because it would be like a wormhole. There would be a hole in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
But you're saying that's not the case?
No, there's no holes in it.
Okay.
There's no worms either.
There's no worms, no holes.
It is really tasty, though.
That's good.
We liked it.
The only holes here are the holes in my logic in trying to connect this to the movie and novel, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, but anyway, so that's about all that's new with us.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, you want to move on to the topic of the week and cover our vacationing indoors.
Sure.
Okay. So now, okay, we went on our first vacation several months after we started dating, and I have to ask you, what did you expect? Like, did you have any expectations going in about what it would be like to be out of town with somebody who is blind and what you would have to do and, like, how it would go?
I'm trying to remember back, and my memory is kind of crappy.
I know, it was a long time ago. So we're talking about just over, like, 13 years ago, I think.
Yeah. I didn't drive at the time, so we were taking the train.
Or the bus.
The bus. Yes. We were taking the bus.
We took the Greyhound bus.
Yeah.
Trust me, I remember the fact that we were taking the bus.
Yes.
But we'll get to that in a little bit.
No, because I think because we were being in a hotel.
Okay.
I think there wasn't as much stress to it. I figured, like, you would help me out.
Right. Yeah, and I was fairly comfortable with going on vacation up to this point. I was actually the one who suggested we do it and started planning things out. So I had also been to a couple different cottages with friends of mine in the past as well. So I had experience being out of town and different things like that. So it wasn't really anything I was really nervous about. I trusted you, surprisingly enough, even though it was early on in our relationship. Maybe that's why I trusted you. I had no reason to fear anything going wrong, but little did I know. But yeah, the aforementioned trips, though, to the cottages with my friends. I remember the one time, because my one friend thought it would be funny. Well, we had the windows rolled down, and he started using his windshield washer fluid to wash off his windows, and I made the comment, oh, it must be raining here. So he used up an entire thing of windshield washer fluid, essentially, to keep doing it on the windows to make me think that it was raining for some of our drive up to the cottage. That was an elaborate plan that cost him quite a bit of money, so... He thought it was quite funny in the end, but really, I feel like I had the last laugh because he's the one who had to spend money on that.
Oh, yeah, so. But window washer fluid isn't that expensive.
Let me believe that it is, because at least that gives me some kind of victory over the fact that he did that to me. He tricked me. It was like a while afterwards that he finally told me, because he like motioned to my other friend not to say anything. And he just kept doing it. So I thought it was raining. It wasn't very nice. No, take advantage of a blind person like that. So we didn't have to go through that because we took the bus up to London.
Doing the whole trip seems a little mean. Like,
yes. Well, it wasn't the whole trip. It was like a good section of the trip.
Oh, though. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So he didn't have that much commitment to it, but it was enough of a commitment that it did make me think that it was raining for a section of our trip. But anyway, you weren't allowed, you couldn't pull that kind of a trip on me when we went to London because we took the bus, as we said, and that was when you and I both found out one of the advantages to traveling with a blind person is that when you buy two tickets, you get one of them for free.
Well, yeah, if the one person is the caregiver, which I was, the caregiver it gets on for free because you would not be able to take the trip alone.
Mm-hmm. But we were together, so we split the cost of the one ticket.
Yeah.
So we essentially got to ride the bus for half off, which was pretty nice. And I mean, that's something that applies to trains as well. Whenever we've gone out of town on a train, that's the same thing. You just pay for the one ticket. So it makes our trips a little bit cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
And so on that trip in particular, we took the bus. And once we arrived in London, why didn't you explain the story? Because you saw it all go down. You saw, like, the fall. The fall, yeah. No pun intended, or was there? But you saw it all happen. And did it seem to happen in, like, slow motion?
No, it happened
like, those
very
commercials
fast.
Were like, oh, as the fall was taking place.
No.
Okay, I'll let you recount the story, then.
It was, we were getting off the bus, and there were luggage at the bottom. Off to the side a little bit, where you go to pick up your luggage. And so you're coming down off the bus, and I was telling you that this was the last step. And what I meant was that there was one more step down, but it was the last step on the bus. And since we were still early on in the relationship, I did not realize that is not how you describe the last step. You have to, you
know, indicate. At least not to me. That's not how I would understand it.
You have to indicate that there's a step down to the ground. And he did not realize that, so when he went to move, he thought there was going to be ground there, and there was not.
No, there was air.
For a good distance.
Yes.
You know, the about, like, you know, foot and a half, whatever it is, between there. And as anyone who's ever gone downstairs, and you forget that last step, knows, you go flailing, and...
What do you do? Okay.
And so pretty much that's what happened, and he fell into, luckily, the luggage, which broke his fall, and then I nervously was like, what the hell happened, you know, because, you know, I felt bad, and you were not a happy person, because you had just fallen.
I was not happy because I had fallen, but I was also grateful for the fact that the luggage had broken my fall.
Yeah.
Because if I hadn't, that would have been, like, my hip right on the cement.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't have felt very nice.
Yeah.
So we lucked out on that one.
So our trips are learning experiences.
Exactly, yeah. We've learned so much over the years. But, yeah, that trip in particular was a little bit more of a trip. I tripped. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't trip, technically. I just fell.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I fell off the bus, and that luggage broke my fall, luckily.
Yep.
Man, it's a traumatic event. I tried to block it out of my mind, but it's difficult
you bring
sometimes.
It up a lot.
There's some times where I wake up in the middle of the night screaming because I remember that incident.
No, you don't.
Anyway, so that was our first vacation. We had a good time in London.
Yeah.
Just about 2 hours away from where we live. Here in Windsor, Ontario.
Yeah, so our first trip wasn't very far away.
No, it wasn't. We took baby steps.
Yeah.
Or baby bus.
Yeah.
Baby bus steps. I don't know. They were big steps, apparently, because I fell. But, yeah, so that was our first vacation. And then from there, we've gone to different places over the years. We've been to Chicago. We've been to Toronto several times. We've gone to Guelph, which is just about, I'd say about an hour outside of Toronto. It's kind of in the middle of London and Toronto, almost.
No.
It's closer to Toronto, but it's
off the side there.
Well, okay. I said almost.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's like London's here, but Guelph is like way up here.
London's here and here and here?
Yeah. I was touching your arm so you could
Yeah, but they don't
visualize.
Know that. They don't
so
know that.
I know. I was thinking of how to describe it. London's further
By the way,
down.
Like,
than
I could see up until I could see up until I was 19. So I know how far these places are. You don't really have to.
I don't know because you
do your fingers on my arm to help me visualize.
It was like an hour from London to get to Guelph.
I didn't think it was that long.
It was about 45 minutes to an hour when we were driving.
Well, okay, but that's still kind of in between London and Toronto. Toronto's like close to 4 hours.
Yeah.
So why were you arguing
with
me?
I'm just saying it's not quite in the middle. It's a little more off to the side.
It's up what? I don't even understand. I'm talking about like in terms of how long you take to drive.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about like length. I'm not. Oh, no, that's not what I meant at all. I meant in terms of how long it takes us to get from point A to point B.
Oh, okay.
So you agree with me now?
Sure.
I couldn't understand why we were having such a disagreement when you basically said the exact same thing I was saying, but I guess I didn't phrase things properly to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a
learning experience.
Exactly. Let's just be glad that my error didn't result in you falling off a bus. There you go. Not that I'm bitter about it or anything, but...
Yeah, I'm glad you moved on.
Moving on. Yeah, so that was our first vacation, and like I said, we've gone on several since then, and what would you say, what's your favorite vacation been? I mean, we've had a lot.
I don't know.
You
Not
don't
my
know?
Favorite. No.
Finder Honeymoon was probably my favorite.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good. But I find, since I've gone blind, a lot of, before, obviously, I went blind, different vacations I would go on, there was a big aspect of seeing scenery and different things and enjoying what's around you. And since going blind, I feel like I search a lot more, or I at least look forward to different sensory experiences a lot more whenever we go away on vacation. I like to have things that are more interactive.
Mm-hmm.
When we go to different venues, even on our honeymoon, we went, I think this is one of the things that made our honeymoon really cool was when we went to the Ontario Science Museum.
Yeah.
They had the rock and roll exhibit going on. And that was really cool because it had a lot of interactive things. You could play the drums, you could do piano. They had like a guitar set up there, I think, and different things. And you could
there was a bunch of things you could try your hands on.
Mm-hmm. Am I boring you? Are you falling asleep?
I'm not trying to fall asleep.
You're not trying, but you're succeeding. So they had a lot of cool interactive stuff. They had something where basically you got to take your photo and then they added digital things to it from a computer afterwards, right? What did it end up looking like? Because obviously I didn't get to see it. I don't totally remember to provide a description.
I want to say it was either an album cover or it was a rock and roll magazine cover.
Okay. But yeah, basically you put on a guitar or whatever. Like, they had different accessories for you to put on, and then you took a picture with it.
Yeah.
And they doctored it up to make it look like whatever, an album cover or a magazine cover.
Yeah, I'll have to dig it up.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe we can put it on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Can show the people what we look like all glammed up. Ooh. And back when I had my horseshoe baldness as opposed to my shaved head.
Yeah.
It was very rock and roll, let me tell you.
Yeah, you didn't have facial hair, you had head hair.
Yeah, that's true, yeah, because I didn't have a beard back then either. So, different times. But, but that was an excellent experience. I really enjoyed it. And another thing I really enjoy about our different vacations, too, is the food. I mean, we mentioned last week going camping and finding a bakery, but we generally try to find a place like that every time we go away.
Mm-hmm.
And we like to experiment with different restaurants you can't find back home either. I know when we went to Toronto, we went to Wayne Gretzky's. That's the only one that's open, is in Toronto near the Hockey Hall of Fame, Sky Dome, all that area. And we ate there. There was another place, I think it was called Canyon Creek.
Yeah, I think
which
so.
I think is more of a chain, but we don't have any out here.
Yeah.
And there were different places, so it wasn't all food from what you would find here.
Yeah.
And that's what I like about going away, too, is, like, trying the different things and seeing what they have.
Yeah, like, when we go, we try to plan out, you know, we try to plan out a little bit of our food tastes, of what we want to do, and also, like, where we're going. And, like you said, one of our considerations when we're figuring out where we're going to go is the activities. If they're more interactive, if they're more, you know, blind friendly, I guess you could say.
Exactly. We're not going to go to an art museum that doesn't have anything that's interactive,
yeah,
per se.
Yeah, you want to have something that's a reason for you to go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we walk places, but there's only so far that, like, you're comfortable walking.
Yes.
So we'll limit that. We'll try to make sure that if we are going to be walking, it's to a certain distance and it's close by. So there's different considerations that, I mean, a lot of people, if you're me, I can walk a lot further than you can.
Yes, you can.
And that's like, I was walking to school.
Well, yeah,
it was like
3/4
of a mile away.
Yeah.
It really was.
They had to
measure it to see if we were allowed to have a bus, and it wasn't an actual mile, so they said no.
I used to walk quite a bit. It's just I've gotten out of shape since I went blind, because obviously I don't walk nearly as much. I used to be able to walk from my parents' old house to, and you've seen where my old high school was. It's a decent walk.
Yeah.
I used to walk that every once in a while, and I enjoyed doing that because I would listen to my music too. But obviously when you're blind, you don't just go out on a walk and listen to music, because you need to pay attention to what's going on around you. You need to be able to hear different things and rely on your other senses. So it's something that I don't do as often now. And because of that, when we go on vacation, walking is a little bit more strenuous on my body. And when we went to Fan Expo, I did like tons of walking. My legs were so sore.
Oh, yeah.
By the end of the week, they were a lot more in shape. But starting off that week and going through to the weekend, they were really sore because we had to walk quite a bit. We had to go up like a lot of stairs too. It's the Skywalk in Toronto, Ontario, where you basically walk over a certain section of the city and it brings you over to the convention center from the hotel we were staying at. So we eventually found elevators that made the trip so much easier. But the first couple of times we went over it, we took the stairs, and it was quite a workout. I had to stop quite a few times on the way.
I think I looked at it and it was like, oh, crap. And and you're like, how many stairs? I'm like, just keep walking.
Just keep walking. You don't want to know.
I was like, yeah, you don't want to know. You really do not want to know how many steps there are.
Exactly. So, yeah, but I mean, those are all things that you had different experiences for. And I mean, even I talked about taste in terms of our vacations and stuff. Sound plays a large role in it too, because with Fan Expo, being in like noisy crowds, it was hard to hear, but I greatly enjoyed the different panels. And that was a big highlight for me. Yeah. So you're looking for different experiences, I would say, when you're blind. It's not that you don't enjoy vacations. There's different things you can do that are just as enjoyable. It's just finding those things that you're interested in.
And part of the problem for going to places is that they don't always highlight different things for accessibility. Mm-hmm. Like when we went to Fan Expo, I was shocked when they started saying, oh, like, there's a disability or something. You guys go to the front of the line.
So yes.
You can get closer seats, obviously, so that, you know, because obviously he's not going to be able to see what's going on, but you want to be able to hear it. So we could sit closer or, like, get first dibs on seats. We didn't necessarily always go in the front row or anything, but...
Yeah, it was nice being able to enter before everybody else.
You know, VIP seats, but there was... Yeah, there was stuff like that. But that's something when we went, I didn't know about. And they were doing it. It was like, oh, this is really nice.
And it was especially nice for the autograph signings as well, because we had a few autograph signings that they told us to go right to the front of the line.
Yeah, so we weren't, you know,
bonus.
Which is really good, because it's standing in line when you're sighted is an experience.
Yes.
Because, you know, you have people jostling you. But I could only imagine, like, how much worse it is to stand in line with essentially your eyes closed. And you just have people bumping into you or, you know, nudging here and there. Because, you know, we've waited in line different places. And, like, is it very uncomfortable when that happens?
Or, I don't like being in crowded places because it's usually pretty noisy and you're getting bumped around and you don't know what's coming, right? So it's a lot harder. And I would think the same would hold true for other disabilities as well. I mean, you take somebody who's deaf, for instance, even if somebody's saying, hey, watch out, if they can't hear them, they're going to get jostled around too. And I can't even imagine what it would be like for somebody in a wheelchair having to wait in some of those lines, because there's so little room in between people that it would be a very uncomfortable experience. I can't even imagine what it would be like being in a wheelchair going to Fan Expo and being on the vendor's floor during the weekend. I wouldn't be able to handle that because,
no.
I mean, that gave us anxiety when we did it. We've talked about it on here before.
Yeah.
And it's definitely a stressful situation because there's just so many people.
Yeah.
And trying to get through, you're paying attention and you have to keep moving or you're getting pushed around. It's very hard to hear and there's little space available. So
it's one of those things like you don't see it, but they'll take like pictures to show the massive size of the crowds, right? And, you know, how many people are there. But at the same time, it's like, it's impressive you've packed that many people into that space. How many people are actually comfortable with that?
Yeah, exactly, right?
Like, it's amazing. Yeah, it's promotional, like, oh, that's really good. But if we went through that, and then I saw, like, for San Diego Comic-Con, we're like, no,
will never... That would never happen.
As amazing as it would be to go to some of those panels, I'd be like, I don't think I would survive making it. It would just be, to travel with you and stuff like that, that's another thing that when you're thinking of, like, going on vacation, it's how easy is it to travel with someone who has a disability, too? Well,
you would be, like, packed like sardines in a tin box, basically. Yeah. It would be terrible. So, I mean, and that all goes back to knowing what kind of experiences you want to be a part of and knowing what you can handle. I mean, having done Fan Expo, I would enjoy going back, but obviously we would make different accommodations to make sure it's a more easygoing, more comfortable experience for both of us. Because I would say when we went, the Saturday was very stressful. And we actually missed out on a lot of the things we wanted to do there because we didn't realize how difficult it was to get from point A to point B.
Yeah, because they have different times of things starting. And it's like, okay, like, that would give us, you know, so many minutes to get from this panel to this panel. Well, that's like saying, like, well, that's great. Like, it's really easy to travel from point A to point B, you know, taking this road. Forgetting that you're going to be doing it on rush hour on the Friday, that's right before the holidays. Like,
yeah, you know, exactly. Like,
pretty much everyone's on the road, everyone's in your way.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing is that because our routes are limited compared to people who are fully abled, that would change how quickly we are able to go to places too.
Yeah, because we couldn't take the escalators, yeah. And trying to get onto the elevators, you had people who are perfectly able trying to get onto the elevators, and they had security trying to make sure they weren't going on the elevators so that people with disabilities could actually get on.
Yeah.
And it was a fight the whole time we were there on the Saturday.
And for some of those people, they had really amazing cosplay outfits that were huge.
Yeah.
But that's the other thing. That's sort of the takeaway, too. Like, the, not takeaway, but like the sort of a give and take on that one is that they're not, you can't ask them to use an escalator. Like, that's just not safe.
And to me, like, that, not to get like on a soapbox here, but I think that's something that people who are fully abled need to be mindful of. They need to realize that there's only so much space for everybody, maybe, and maybe not to do something like that, because you might be taking that space away from people who actually really need it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to come off like, you need to do this. I'm not, like, trying to preach something like here.
They might have been able to better organize.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they do it where, you know, if you're going to be dressed like this, use this specific, like, pick different ones. Like, it's one of those things. Like, there's that give and take of it, because at the same time, like, cause it's amazing to see these outfits and to describe them to you, like, is great. But it's one of those things, like, how do you, that's, I think, one of the questions that always comes with accessibility. How do you balance accessibility for everyone?
Yeah, because it's hard to do, too, to tell them, go this certain area if your costume's this big, because obviously they want to be able to get to certain places as well, and be able to go. So it's creates a whole big thing. But, like, that's just my takeaway from it, is just maybe keep it in mind. I'm not saying that people can't have more elaborate costumes and stuff, but just think to yourself, how is this maybe impacting those around me who have a harder time getting around? And if it's if it's really going to make things difficult for people around you, then maybe try and find an alternative or do something that might facilitate other people a little bit better.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Just be a little bit more, try to be considerate in planning your costume, I guess. But anyway, that's kind of an aside from what we were talking about.
So for like vacation, that's another thing that we keep in mind, like how easy it is to get there and stuff like that, whether or not we have to drive. Because,
you know, it's funny,
you're always navigating for me.
Exactly. I was just going to say, though, it's kind of funny because you talk about driving, and I was thinking about it today. Like, a lot of people with disabilities, they have experiences using public transit, and I almost feel bad because we don't have much in terms of using, like, we don't have any stories in terms of using subways or different things in other cities while we've been gone away. We pretty much exclusively use, I mean, at this point, trains and taxis.
Yeah.
So, that's something that's, I'm sorry, I can't give people more of an idea of what that's like for a blind person, but, I mean, when it comes to taxis, sometimes it's advantageous that I can't see, because we've been on some very harrowing taxi rides.
Yeah, it was very scary on that thing. I think I was holding your hand and whispering to you, if we don't make it, I love you.
Yeah, it was one taxi ride. It was an Uber, actually. Because I remember it was an Uber, because we've never used Uber since we had that taxi ride.
No.
We use the local taxi service wherever we've gone since that. And it was really bad. You held my hand. There was even a cyclist who gave the taxi cab driver the middle finger along the way, too.
And she was completely justified.
Yeah. That's not a good sign.
Like, it was... He was bad. Dude, like, you're gonna hit her. Like, and she was doing everything right. She used the signals. Like, it's like, okay, like, she's doing everything you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, there's, you know, for every group you have, there's people that go for both extremes, people that are, do everything right and people that do everything wrong. So, I mean, there's people like, oh, well, cyclists. But I'm telling you, this one, you would have been fine
she
driving behind.
She was one of the good ones.
She was definitely one of the good ones. And this taxi driver was like, I'm like, oh, my God, like, you're going to hit her.
Well, it got to the point where he brought us to the wrong, I don't know if it was across the street or the wrong entrance of the hotel. And he's like, is this it? Is this it? And we were just like, yep, no, we're good. You can let us off here.
Yep.
We'll walk the rest of the way because
we weren't at the exact right spot. But by then, I knew where to walk to because I had whispered to you, if I knew where to get, like, how to get back to the hotel, I would just tell him to pull over right now. Because,
It was
bad. I wouldn't have known. I didn't know where we were, so I couldn't just ask
we were in
him.
A different end of the city than what we would usually go to.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, well, I think you were a little bit more leery about it.
Because we were
going to
see the concert by
Emily. Yeah, exactly. And you were a little bit more leery about it than I was, like the area of the city anyway. So.
Yeah, because I wasn't familiar with it. I'm very leery about stuff like that. But that's also one of the things that, for me, going, I can feel secure with Mark with me. Like, I can feel secure with you there. But there's a certain point where I feel, as the caregiver, as the one who can see, that I have to protect you as well.
Right.
So I like to know the area. So there's a little, I get leery of things when I don't know them because it limits my ability to protect you. I mean, it's, I don't want to say like having security detail without knowing like the layout of the land kind of thing, but it's essentially what it is. It's like,
you like to be aware of your surroundings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know. So I don't know if like this is okay. I don't know if like what's around us. I don't know if there's a problem.
That makes sense.
Like how out of
the,
so, like, when we go, like, I do like when we're near a hotel, or not a hotel, a hospital. I do like when we're on closer to a main road or something, where we're not really out of the way, because it's just one of those considerations, because, I mean, you do have allergies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if,
well,
if you're a person who has different disabilities or, you know, different illnesses, that's possibly one of the things that you would put in consideration compared to, I mean, if I was just going on my own, I don't know if I'd be as interested in whether or not I'm close to a hotel. Not a hotel.
Hospital. Hospital, Jan. It's a hospital.
I'll figure it out.
Hospital. It's a hospital. But anyway, yeah, no, I know what you're saying. And, I mean, you obviously are justified in that because we've had some incidents when we've gone to different concerts and stuff where things haven't worked out exactly. There was a U2 concert we went to in the States with my brother. It wasn't a vacation, but I fainted, actually, before the show started. I think it was just heat exhaustion
or
something.
Yeah, we had walked
it was
pretty
a hot,
far
yeah,
after
we had walked,
eating and everything.
Yeah, we had walked pretty far. It was a hot day. I had a hot dog that really tasted weird before the concert and stuff like that. And I think it was just, like, the heat just got to me. And right after the opening band was done, it was Florence and the Machine, I passed out. And so it took me to the first aid place by the stretcher. And a lot of people behind us thought that I'd been just hammered and passed out drunk. So they were heckling us.
Oh, they were? I didn't hear
that.
Well,
my brother said they were. Oh. Yeah, he told me that afterwards.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So they were a bunch of jerks, but they assumed that I was drunk off my keister, and I had to go to the first aid section, and I got hydrated enough that I went back to the concert before when the first song was starting from U2, and we enjoyed the rest of the night. But I mean, we had that incident, and we also had another U2 concert in Toronto where we went to eat before the concert. And your stomach was giving you a lot of issues, and you were worried that you might not be able to go to the concert. Luckily, we got outside, and I think it was another case of being too hot.
Yeah.
Because we were eating, the restaurant was really packed, it was warm. Once we got outside, you started to feel better, so we were able to go to the concert. But, I mean, those are just two incidents where, you do want to be close to a hospital. And like I said, or like you said, I should say, I have the different allergies. I'm also diabetic, and I mean with your stomach issues, that's something I think that's very important for us, and something we take into consideration.
Yeah, we had gone to one hotel, and you were supposed to get a fridge. You could get a fridge and
yes.
that. So I was asking and I was explaining that the only reason I needed a fridge, because we're going to be there for, I think it was going to be for a few days, was because I needed somewhere to put your insulin.
Yes.
And I was like, can I just, like, use the fridge, but just for that? That's all I need it for. So they end up not charging us because they understood it wasn't, you know, just to keep pop or something there. It was for something that was important to keep you alive.
Yeah.
So they had been nice enough. I don't know if that was like strictly policy or anything like that. But again, it's one of those things that if you know more about what accommodations are out there, like that would have been, that I had to ask about the fridge was something that other people might just be like, oh, well, you have to pay for the fridge. Let's go for one that's for free.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you look at the plus and negatives on it, it's like, well, like, just mention this.
Yeah, exactly. And usually at places like that, I mean, they're in the hospitality industry, so they're willing to make accommodations for people as well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's...
Because it was basically like I just wanted a room that had the fridge, so I was just making sure the room did. And they're like, oh, yeah, but there's, like, an extra charge, I think, like, if you used it or something. But it was really, like, if you took stuff out.
Yeah, I think it also doubled as, like, a snack bar kind of thing.
Yeah,
they kept drinks in the fridge and stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, exactly. And, yeah, so that's that then.
Yeah.
But, no, I was going to mention, too, I mean, getting back to how you look for different experiences when you are blind and you're going on vacation, getting back to kind of sound, a lot of times we do end up going to concerts. And that's something I really enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's always something that there's been quite a few times where a vacation has kind of revolved around a concert. And that can also take a different set of planning, too. Because, obviously, you want to get a hotel that's close to the venue, not too far away, and different things like that.
Mm.
So, and you need to know that there's good, like, decent places to eat around there, and that it's easy to get to the venue. Because, like we've said already, in terms of transportation, we either rely on taxis, walking, or the train.
Mm-hmm.
So, a lot of the times we've gone to U2 concerts, they've been pretty close in terms of where we get our hotel.
Yeah, I do drive in certain cities. It's
not
in Toronto. I won't.
It's too busy. There's construction. There's too much going on.
Yeah, just the thought of it gives me stress.
Yeah, exactly.
And
so,
as I look at it, a vacation should not have guaranteed stress like that.
Although the one time we went to the U2 concert, it wasn't driving that gave you stress. It was walking back to the hotel. Because that was I think it was the last U2 concert we went to there when we were walking back, and it was also the same weekend as Pride, as the Pride parade, and the streets were all like...
No, it wasn't just that. That was one of the things they were having, but they also had, at the nearby areas,
there was like a soccer game that was getting out.
There was a huge soccer game that got out, and there was something else. There was some other thing close by that was like a big deal. Because that's what, when we were heading there, we were getting a taxi ride to a restaurant to go.
Okay.
And he was mentioning that, oh yeah, it's really busy right now for the taxis because there are like three big events all happening. And it was four big events, because it was U2, Pride, the soccer game,
thing,
and then there was something else.
Yeah,
and they
I don't
were all relatively close by, in like walking distance for people, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so then didn't he give you like a number to call to get him to come pick us up?
Yeah.
And then like you called it and he wasn't available?
Yeah, he wasn't available.
So we started walking towards our hotel, which was far away.
It was
in
a
the
good
city.
Distance.
So we started walking, and then halfway there I was just like, I can't walk any, like this is too far.
The plan was that we were going to walk further from the crowds so that we would get in an
area where we could call for a taxi.
Yeah, where a taxi would be able to pick us up and drive us back.
Yes. And we stopped at one corner your hotel, and somebody actually offered us money.
Yeah.
And you were, freaked out.
I wasn't freaked out. I was angry.
Oh, why were you angry?
Because I didn't like... Because I took it as they were giving you money because you were blind.
I took it as, hey, I can cash in.
I know you looked at it that way.
If we had something with us, I could have balanced it on my head.
But I was
It could have been like busking. I could have busked for some money. What do you think? The blind busker.
You balance so many things on your head.
I know. It's I can incredible. Balance a package of toilet paper. I can balance bottles. I can balance... What else can I balance?
You've done a box of candy bars before.
Yeah, a box of candy bars. Different... Yeah, pillows. All kinds of stuff. So if we had a bunch of props...
The pillows was kind of like anticlimactic.
Yeah, it kind of was. What else? What was there like a big one that said like a... I couldn't believe I was doing it. There's something. I'm sure there's something.
I think you tried to do like 2 pill bottles once at the same time.
I think I did it.
Yeah.
I can balance my phone on my head.
Yeah. You got like a suction cap head.
Well, that's... Yeah. That kind of helps when you're bald. It suctions...
Yeah.
Whatever you got. But we could have brought some props. I could have busked in downtown Toronto.
I don't...
Is that a word? Busked?
Probably.
Okay. It just sounds weird. Like you're a busker, but you busk.
Yeah.
But the past tense of busk.
It's probably a word, dude.
It just sounds weird. So anyway, yeah, but I could have busked.
Yeah, but like I took offense.
You were just mad because you thought it was like charity.
Yeah.
Right. I got you.
Just because you were blind.
See, I didn't take offense to it because she seemed like drunk or high or maybe both.
Mm.
She seemed very out of it.
Yeah.
So I just thought she was trying to be nice and didn't know what was happening.
She was trying to give us like $3 to $4.
Yeah. I don't think she knew what was happening exactly. So I wasn't that offended.
No, we're fine. We're
okay. I was like, I could have cashed in. I could have made more money than what I make on this podcast.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
Because I pay to put this out.
Yes.
Hear that, everybody? I pay for you. So you should pay for me sometime. Just saying. But anyway.
But yeah, that's one of the things we probably should have looked at, too, what was else going on in that. Mm-hmm. But...
Though, with the hotel that time, we had waited until, like, closer to the concert. Yeah. And there was nothing available for, under $300 a night. It was, like, well, $200. Like, it was ridiculous prices by that time. So we ended up in a dump that was at the other end of the city, almost.
Yeah, where you lucked out because you couldn't see how bad it was, and I wasn't going to describe all of it to you.
Another benefit of being blind on an indoor vacation.
Yeah, sometimes there's definitely a benefit to you not seeing the room because there's things that I see. It's like, I don't need to tell them about that. Like the last one we went into, there were the dead flying ants there by the air conditioner that I saw. I was like, you know what? He doesn't need to know about that. We don't have a problem with the flying ants in here. It's supposed to be a really nice suite and everything. So, you know, why not?
Like, and then we had the jacuzzi tub that took like an hour to fill because it had a normal faucet in a 2-person jacuzzi tub. It's not very good. You have to basically turn it on hot water when you start it so that it would still be warm when you got in.
Oh, my gosh.
So that wasn't so good. But
it took like over 30 minutes to fill. It wasn't even filled when we went in there because I was just tired of waiting. I was about halfway. We're all right.
I feel like we could do like a whole other podcast just on hotels alone. But but anyway.
When we're vacationing indoors, that's one of the considerations we make.
Yeah.
We also consider for Airbnbs, things like that, and
we've never used an Airbnb.
No, we've considered it before.
Oh, we've considered it,
but it was one of those things like, how accessible is it?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, what other comforts do they have? Like,
yeah, you need to know what's around and different things like that,
So, I mean, there are limitations that we have to consider when we're thinking of hotels or going on vacation indoors.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, I mean, that's basically what it boils down to with the hotels. Going back to the senses, I think we covered pretty much all of them. I don't have a very good sense of smell. We don't go places looking to sniff the air around us.
No.
That would be a little bit strange. So
yeah, I don't have a good sense of smell either.
Yeah, so we don't really. So. But the one thing I do enjoy also about vacations is when we're driving somewhere and you let me pick all the tunes. So it's kind of nice. Mm. We get to listen to different music that we both like, and I get to sing along to music that I do like. And it's something I don't get the opportunity to do very much because I do like singing along to music, but we live in an apartment building, so obviously that does not, that would not go over well if I started doing that here. And so it's just something I don't do it often. I don't do karaoke because I got a little confession to make. When I was in grade, what grade would it have been? It would have been grade 5, I believe. It was in music class. And I went to a French grade school, and they were teaching us about, like, French music. And one of the artists that came up was Celine Dion. And this may explain my dislike of her for so long. Now I don't mind her so much, but I really didn't like her for a long time. But they had this song, and it was called Le Fils de Superman. And basically, that's the son of Superman. It's just weird. Okay, I don't know why they were playing it for kids. But it's, like, the song about this kid who thinks he's, like, Superman, so he like jumps off the roof of his house or something, and he essentially falls to his death. It's a weird song. That's what I remember anyway. It's he didn't have the best life, and he just wanted to fly, so he went. I don't know, but anyway, so she's teaching us to like sing along with it, right? So I'm singing along and everything, and it gets to the part where Celine has like the big like booming vocal part. And I sing along with that, and none of the rest of the class did. And then the teacher got mad at me. She thought I was goofing off, and she put me in the corner. So, like, now I'm super self-conscious when it comes to singing. I really
scared you for life.
It really did. A stupid Madame McGinnis. I remember her name. It's etched in my memory. It's burnt in my skull. I'm not what's the word I'm looking for? I don't hold a grudge. Not at all. But, it really did scar me because I'm very self-conscious about singing now. I basically only sing around people I'm comfortable with, so that's why you get to be fortunate enough to hear me sing. And it's something I enjoy when we go for a ride and different things, and I enjoy it even more because when we're going on vacation, it's a long ride. So that's another thing. So,
I like going for the drives around because I like looking for like at the different little towns and stuff like that to find interesting. And I don't take a lot of pictures. I was never big on pictures. The only reason we had pictures for our wedding is because you wanted them.
Yes.
Talk about.
Well, I figured that you would regret the fact that we didn't have any eventually.
Yeah,
so.
I'm glad we have them.
Yeah.
But I don't take a lot of pictures, but. If we're driving and I see a nice landscape kind of picture,
yeah, you'll
like
stop
that,
and get out of the car.
Pull out and I'll pull off and take out my camera and take a shot. If it's safe, I'm not going to do it on like the 4-1 or something like that.
Yeah, that would not be a good idea.
But yeah, that's something that I like doing. And luckily, you don't mind that every now and then we'll just stop for what to you would be no apparent reason. Just,
scenery's all the same to me. Yeah. It's all good. I don't mind stopping. Sometimes you got to stop and smell the roses.
And other times
you got to stop and take the pictures.
Yeah, and I like describing some of the things I was going to take. There's still one that I wish I had taken that it was the way...
Shaking my head at you.
The way the clouds were in that. The sun had hit this forest, and there was one spot in this forest that was the darkest spot. Like, it was just a very, very dark...
It's the darkest timeline.
And it was like, if you took a picture and added the caption, all the woodland creatures knew not to go enter the dark part of the forest. Like, it just looked like that because the other parts of it on the other side were so bright and lit up because of the way the sun was coming out of these clouds. Mm. And that was like almost pitch black in there. It was just so dark.
Yeah. I think that's a good place to end it. We started last week with camping outdoors. With our vacationing outdoors, we'll end it this week. We're talking about the wilderness once again. It's full circle. It's the circle of life. How's that for bookmarking everything?
You got it there, Lion King.
Hey, just call me Mustafa. No, wait, is that the one who dies?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
call me Simba. Is. Call me Simba. Just don't call me Beyonce's character. Whatever that is. I don't remember. Anyway, that does it for this week. We actually got a listener question on Twitter from Nathan. I forget your last name. I apologize profusely. I just remembered the question. And he wanted to know if I've ever done cannabis or alcohol, gotten drunk, what that's like for me, since I can't see. Obviously, it's a different experience for someone who is sighted. They view things differently. Obviously, it puts them under the influence, and he wanted to know what the difference was for me. Now, before I answer that, I'm going to ask you, what do you notice from me when I don't do marijuana? I've never smoked a joint or anything, but did you know that, by the way, I just learned this last week, that another slang for marijuana is chocolate cake. I've never heard that one.
No one's ever told me, because I constantly say how I love chocolate cake. So I would, that's gonna be funny, think, you know, if any of our friends knew that, they'd probably like lean over at I one just point learned and that, say, hey, you know the slang is.
Yeah, no, I just learned that last week listening to another podcast. But anyway, I don't do marijuana, but I have gotten drunk quite a few times. Yeah. And what would you say? What differences do you notice in me?
Nothing, you know what, it's nothing special. I think the weird part is that it's like you're a little more unsteady on your feet.
Okay.
So it becomes a little harder to guide you.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, like, you
do I get loud, like a lot louder? No. I know I'm usually loud to begin with, but don't really,
you're
don't
a
notice
a little bit louder. Yeah. But not too bad. Uh-huh. It's like you just don't hear as well. It's not like you're shouting kind of thing. It's just, and I mean, we're very fortunate. Our friends have said before, like our group of friends, none of us are like angry drunks or anything.
No.
We're generally happy drunks.
We're all very happy social
you
drunks.
You are, there's a point where you are the most generous drunk.
That's true.
Because you will be thankful for...
I will be so thankful for you taking care of me.
Yeah, you're thankful for
apologize
me.
You profusely.
Think I'm great.
Yeah.
You
not
love
that
a
I
lot
don't
of
think,
people.
Not,
yeah.
Not that I don't think that usually. I just say it a lot when I'm drunk.
Yeah.
Once I've reached a certain point.
Yeah.
And then there was the one time where I got really drunk, and I don't drink that much anymore since that point. Because
no,
I didn't enjoy that
experience.
Feeling. So that was not, for me, basically, I just feel like my limbs, my head, like they move, like they feel heavier.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. And you have to trust people when they're doing a mixed drink, how much alcohol they're putting in. Like it's not where he makes his own mixed drinks and that.
But
you could.
I will say, trusting our friend Amber to do mixed drinks is usually deadly. She used to mix the peach schnapps with Diet Pepsi, and let's just say there wasn't much Diet Pepsi in that mixture.
No, there wasn't. No. You always had to watch out with her.
I knew if I wanted to get drunk, I'd have Amber make my drink.
Yeah, as soon if you said, like, oh, Amber's making the drink, I was like, oh, no.
You're like, okay. You know you're getting yourself into.
That's problematic.
Yeah, well, you stand next to her when she does it to make sure it doesn't get too out of hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're a good supervisor.
I try.
Yeah. You try to keep things under control.
Yeah.
Right.
But basically, like, it's nothing special. I know for diabetics that alcohol can affect
you
quicker and that, was it?
Well, it slows down your metabolism. Mm. So, I mean, it's easier for your blood sugar to rise when that's happening. So that's the catch with that.
And that's one of the things that it was also surprising, because like when you think of diabetics, you think of sugar, 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 and it's also about carbs. Mm-hmm. So when you would have a cooler, like there was a certain carbohydrates level because of
I
the
tried to get
that,
the light coolers so that it's not that many carbs.
Yeah, so it's not, you know, for a slimming effect, it's so that your sugars don't go too high. So that's one of the considerations when you're having drinks.
Exactly. I've already got such a nice body. My features are already so perfect. Don't want to mess with that. But,
exactly.
Anyway, so I hope that answers your question, Nathan. Sorry, I can't talk. Hope that answers your question, though, and thank you for tweeting us. We appreciate it. If anybody else has any questions they would like to ask us, they can do it on all forms of social media. You can find the links to our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages on our website at blindluminations.podbean.com. You can also email us at blindluminations@gmail.com, and we will take any feedback, any questions, any comments, anything you have. Just send it our way to that email address or on social media. So that about does it for this week's episode. Next week we will be covering accessibility on the internet. A lot of things I want to get off my chest when it comes to that. I've posted an article about businesses online and their lack of accessibility. I've posted the article a couple times, actually, in the past week or so on our Twitter and Facebook pages. So we're going to get a little bit more in-depth with that and really kind of try and break things down and let people understand what barriers there are for people who are blind or have certain disabilities on the internet. So hopefully that's a good episode, as they all are. Right? Mm-hmm. We're doing a good job here, I think.
I think so.
I think we got a good thing going on. Anyway, you got anything else left to say? You're thinking?
Nope. That was about it.
No, you're good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I guess that does it. Until next week. She'll be sighted, I will be blind. You didn't see me move my head over to Jan when I said that she'll be sighted, but that's okay. Anyway, we'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Toodaloo.
Blind Luminations was created by Mark and Jeanette Rushlow. Theme music was provided by Bill Nouveau at www.nouveauentertainment.com. Make the god of blindness happy. Mark calls him Blinder. Rate, review, and subscribe to Blind Luminations on iTunes or wherever great podcasts are found. This has been a Fire Teddy production.
Fire Teddy Productions.